Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no idea what time it is that you're hearing this broadcast because, well, this is radio on the internet. This is radio on Galaganov.com where there's no CRTC. There's no FCC. There's just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. If you hear a bark in the background, that's Stryker. He wants to make sure you know his two cents as well. You know, I wrote today about that great vast right-wing conspiracy that Hillary Clinton used to talk about all the time while Bill Clinton was running for the president. And every time Bill Clinton got in trouble, she would bring up that vast right-wing conspiracy to make sure that people understood that there was a cabal, a very powerful cabal of wealthy men. She never said who they were really, but she sort of intimated that they were conservatives and they were part of the big establishment, the banks and the finance agencies and the stock exchanges on and on and on and on. She never made it clear, but it was interesting how the media just grasped onto this vast right-wing conspiracy, which never existed. And well, they try to play the card somewhat, and they're trying again. And we saw this past weekend with Antifa and the riots that never happened because this vast right-wing conspiracy, which included neo-Nazis and the KKK and all the other nefarious groups, right-wing groups, were going to come out and they're going to demonstrate against blacks and Jews, gays, lesbians, and everybody else. It never happened. But what did happen was that the vast left-wing conspiracy, which really does exist under Antifa, under Black Lives Matter, under Occupy, they did come out. They were looking for a riot. They were looking for a fight. But there's no one for them to fight because, well, there's no vast right-wing conspiracy. Sure, there's some schmucks who are still members of the KKK. There are some Nazis, there's no question about it. They're white supremacists. They're not the majority. They're not even in a significant minority. Most of them are thugs, gangsters. A lot of them are bikers. A lot of them they're into drugs. They're into prostitution. They're into all kinds of stuff, but they're not necessarily into politics in one way, shape, or any other way you can think of. But there is a vast left-wing conspiracy, and we have to deal with it day in and day out. And it's showing itself for what it really is. And the more they talk about it, they being the leftists, the socialists, the communists, the more we see that they're full of beans. I also wrote today about Galaganov.com having to come up with SSL certificates, having to contact the email providers because so many of them block our website. Well, they don't block the website. They block the people who want to receive those notices that a new editorial has been posted. And the reason they do that is because we're a conservative blog. And there's no question that big high-tech, you know, all the internet providers don't like people like me. They don't like conservatives. So the more they try to block us, the more it tells me that we're doing something good. We also have problems all the time with people who are trying to flood our emails and they're trying to flood through our back door and cause all kinds of mayhem. We spend a lot of money to make sure that doesn't happen. So in yesterday's broadcast directory to all of the people who subscribe, hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of Galaganov.com readers did not receive the broadcast update or the information that there was a new editorial. So I apologize for that. But we're working very hard. It's costing me a ton of money to make sure that everybody can read what I write and listen to what I have to say. And if you don't like it, you can just delete yourself right off the blog and you're under no obligation. And if you can help out, by the way, financially, if you can contribute so that I can afford to do all these things, I don't have to carry the load all by myself, I would really very much appreciate it. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com. It's radio on Galganov.com. No CRTC, no FTC, just you, me, and the way radio ought to be, and a little bit of Stryker, too. Have a great, great day.